The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Today is the 10th of December, and 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Sue, what's the weather and traffic conditions look like this morning?
Today, there is a chance of showers this morning, then rain likely by this afternoon with a high of 54 and a low of 42. For tomorrow, a chance of showers around 30% with a high of 54 and a low of 45. For Thursday, rain likely and 57 degrees as overnight lows drop down to 45. Looks like Friday, a chance of showers around 40% with a high of 59 and a low of 39. Saturday, a chance of rain once again and a high of 56 as overnight lows drop down in the 30s. Now for Sunday, though, it looks like things are going to be drying out. Sunny for Sunday and Monday with a high of 56 for Sunday. Overnight lows in the 30s. In downtown Reading, we've got a few high clouds. Red Bluff is currently 45 degrees, 44 in Anderson, 37 in the city of Shasta Lake, 39 degrees in downtown Reading. So far, so good. No incidents at this time. Just remember, if you're heading up at the higher elevations, bring along those chains. We do have construction north of Reading. This is closer to Mount Shasta, so just be careful. You could see traffic slowing, and especially between Reading and Anderson, traffic reduced to 45 miles per hour. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay. Hey, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Out of Anderson, a locally owned business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Well, we have in here, of course, Turtle Bay. And sitting across from me is Ryan Odie and, of course, Sharon Clay. Did I get that right? Yes. And Sharon is the
Good morning. Animal curator.
Animal expert.
That's fine. You call me different things every time. That's
animal
fine.
Mama. The
Sometimes
animal mama.
You make up some great titles for me. I like them.
I do. And today you're the possum whisperer.
I am the opossum whisperer. So
that's if you're from any place north of the Mason-Dixon line.
And then we go, possum.
Now, opossum, because down south it's just possum. I know, like in possum stew.
I know. I lived in Tennessee for like 7 years, and it was possum. But in all seriousness, actually, the possum is an animal that's found in Australia. There's actually an animal called a possum. So there's many species of possum. And so this is not a possum. They don't look anything like that. So that's why they are an opossum.
Okay.
But that's the reason why we do that. But that is correct. Most people will shorten it and take off the O. But we like now to, since we have one, we like to introduce him as an opossum.
So what is opossum's name?
The opossum's name is Therian, and he is just having a good time checking things out. He's being very brave. He's about 5 to 6 months old. His name is Therian. Therian is short for Metatherian, and Metatherian was the ancestor to all the marsupials.
Oh.
And as I know you know, Carl, that they are the only marsupial in North America.
That's right. And not only that, they have over 50, they have 50 teeth, which is about twice as many as humans have.
See how smart you are?
Wow.
Yeah.
Watch out, Sharon. You might have your job here someday.
I know. That's right. Carl will give me a run for my money any day, but that's okay. I'll take him on. His mom, unfortunately, was killed, just like most of our animals at Turtle Bay. He's a rescue. His siblings also died. He was the only survivor, and he was brought to Bidwell Wildlife Rehabilitation Center in Chico.
Only survivor. You should call him Rambo. Rambo possum.
Rambo possum. That's right.
You should have seen. This is where we wish we had the camera when I said Rambo to get Sharon's look at me right there. You know what? I wanted to retreat back into my pouch.
There you go. That's right. Oh, here's another great thing about opossums that people don't realize. And I will be completely honest. It didn't even dawn on me until we got him. And I'm like, wait a minute. He's a male. He doesn't have a pouch. Only females have pouches. Even kangaroos. We think kangaroo pouch. But it's only the females that have the pouch.
Well, you know. Nurturing, mothering.
I know. I wanted to be able to show people his pouch, but I'm like, wait, he doesn't have one.
Wait a second. Okay, now, is there a chance you can get a female?
Is there a chance?
Because there's so many of them out there, and there's so many of them that you see. I couldn't help but think there's got to be more families out there like that, that have been raised in the, you know.
Yeah, in human care. You know, at Turtle Bay, we always, you know, we work with the wildlife rehabilitators. Their job is really to get them raised in a way that they can be released. And this Wildlife Rehabilitation Center has been doing opossums for like 20 years, and it's only the third one they've had that they haven't been able to release. So really hardy. They usually are able to get them out and going again. The problem with Therian here is that he was all by himself, and it's hard to raise them alone without them getting comfortable with people. So they actually tried to raise him with a squirrel. Yeah, isn't that great?
How'd
that
work?
Look at him right now.
He wants to get on the air. He is on the mic. A little coffee there. Yeah,
no, he's going to go for that. You don't need caffeine at all.
Probably don't want to do that then.
And now Carl's like, I don't want that coffee anymore either.
Yeah, I feel a lot worse things roll across my coffee cup,
you know,
than an opossum tongue.
Opossums are actually immune to rattlesnake bites. They're completely immune to the venom. They also have such a low body temperature, they can't get rabies. They're actually a very clean animal.
Okay,
cool?
Now, I always heard that. See, that's the first time I knew that, because I heard that opossums could get rabies. So they can't.
They cannot.
Now, skunks can get rabies.
Correct.
And skunks will go through rabies almost epidemics, won't they?
Yeah, we haven't had anything like that in Shasta County in, like, I want to say 40 years or more. I don't know the exact amount of time, but it's been a long, long time since they've had problems with rabies in this area with skunks. But yeah, they will. They're just more susceptible to the virus, but almost all warm-blooded mammals are able to contract the rabies virus. It can live in their body, but their body temperature is only 94 to 97 degrees, and it's too low for the rabies virus to survive. So it can't live at that low temperature.
I got a little taste bite there.
Yeah, that's right. With those 50 teeth.
Yeah.
Good thing you can't have rabies, right?
That's right. I can't have rabies. Good thing. Oh, you know what? But I bet I'm the first one in this studio that's ever been nipped by an opossum.
An opossum. There you go.
Okay, let me get my knife out. And self-defense.
He is just, this is really good for him. He's really exploring being
now,
brave.
Tell us a little bit more about what's going on in the animal world over there at Turtle Bay.
So, as you know, we're always busy doing educational programs at Turtle Bay. I'm so distracted by him right now. He's so cute. But we're always doing programs throughout the winter. We have programs on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. We also, for teachers out there, we do special private school programs on Friday mornings that they can sign up for a little additional fee. But all the other programs are included in the admissions. On Thursdays, we have rock and reptiles. So for those reptile lovers out there, or people that just want to learn more and appreciate them more,
He's typing on my computer.
He's just all over there. His nose is going a million miles an hour. I mean, that's their best. And now he's going to taste that. So they have terrible.
Don't taste any way. No way.
They have terrible eyesight. So when they see something and they don't know and they can't figure it out, they taste it. And they're like, oh, okay, wait, no. So, but they have terrible, terrible eyesight. So he's going to now taste Ryan. He's in the mood to taste everything in his path.
He doesn't bite hard.
He doesn't. It's just exploratory.
It's a tasting. Mm-hmm. It's a tasting to see if that's something I really wanted.
But what about if you taste good? That's the problem.
Question is, do you taste like a dead mouse?
Okay.
You're probably, or a mealworm,
well,
that's a tick,
my wife.
A tick, you know, like then they're going to go.
Okay, tell us real quick about the ticks.
About the ticks. So one opossum can eat 5,000 ticks a year. They come in, something like 94%, something like that, of ticks that they encounter, they eat.
Now, they are an omnivore, which means then, like you said, you can taste like a mouse. Mm-hmm. You can eat ticks, insects. And so are they good to have around, you know?
They're so good to have around. The reaction for most people when they see an adult opossum is like, ew. Like, they've got that rat tail. They've got that elongated face. When they get scared, like, they'll open up that mouth and hiss, and they look all creepy. So, you know, people don't always have the best view of them, but...
Yeah, their teeth aren't in neat little rows.
No, they're kind of all over the place.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
But they're really bluff. They're more bluff. So they open that mouth and hiss, and it works, right? Everyone's like, I'm not going anywhere near that.
Elk killer, and we've had possums, and elk killer and the possum will face off, and about the same size. The big, you know, the big possums are.
Yeah.
She's bigger than this one.
But, well, yeah, he's only four, 5-6 months old. He weighs about 3 pounds, a little over 3 pounds. He'll get up to almost 18.
I told you about. I've got to take a break, and we'll come right back. This portion of the show brought to you by River Common Senior Living. I think we should take the possum, old possum, over there and let the people look at him. Located at 301 Hartnell Avenue. Think of a mini cruise ship. A mini cruise ship that's in parked at 301 Hartnell Avenue. Gourmet chefs, activity directors, all types of different things going on. A great place that you can stage out of as you travel all over the United States. And they're very, very pet friendly. Learn more. Get a private tour from Brian. Just give them a call at 238-5981 to see what River Commons really is about. River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. I think it's around 7:15 in the morning. I've got a possum all over it. We'll be right back after these messages.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Phil Vassar.
And I'm Dean Sams with the group Lone Star.
And we're happy to announce we're going to be touring together again for our 2019 Holiday and Hits Tour.
Now you're going to want to join us for an evening of greatest hits as well as a few holiday favorites.
That's right. Tickets are on sale now at philvassar.com.
And lonestarnow.com.
And it's going to be rocking. It's going to be great.
You're going to want to be there, and we look forward to seeing you for our Holiday and Hits Tour 2019.
Historic Cascade Theater, December 10th. Buy now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air, lines here are 605-4567 or 4566. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has been in the business since 1993. She has performed, can I say, almost quasi-miracles in getting people fire insurance after car fire and getting their homes insured. She knows what she's doing. She's been doing it since 1993. Not only that, but her financial group is there also to help people that may have questions about what's going on in the world of finance, what's going on in the stock markets. You know, everybody knows it's going crazy out there. She has all the trained professionals right there with your best interest in their minds to help you. Give them a call, 221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Hey, we're here with Turtle Bay, and we're watching Rambo walk around the I call him Rambo because he survived when nobody else did.
Maybe it's Sly.
If you put a little one of those little bandanas around his head, it would look better. Hey, I'm here also with Ryan Odie, and you're going to be telling me what's going on here, Ryan.
Yeah, I just wanted to remind everybody that our two traveling exhibits, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, and Mystery of the Maya Medallion, are leaving the beginning of January.
I tell you what. If you haven't seen it, run on down and get it, because I'm not sure, but I think I figured it out. too late. I was trying to get my picture taken with the possum. But they're great ones. And the genomes, I mean, they're looking at using these in solving crimes. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, as the science goes further, they can take relatives of somebody and run their genomes and start matching it to DNA and go from there. In fact, there's been a couple of these agencies that take, you know, say, hey, look, let's track your heritage or your past.
Yeah.
Have also helped the police in finding suspects.
Yeah.
So, but it explains it in this.
It gets into what having mapped the genome, that kind of opens up to us. And this genome does a great job of going into the healthcare side about what genomic science opens up as far as your healthcare decisions, as far as genetics, like how your lifestyle choices affect your genetics, where you live, the amount of stress, what you eat. And then also Mystery of the Maya Medallion is a favorite, definitely a kid-friendly exhibit, very interactive.
It is.
It kind of has that feel where
you can add in the Mayan numbers, and you can figure out, I mean,
your birthday.
And all that. It's a very interesting exhibit, and it teaches a lot about a culture that died out.
Yeah.
Essentially died out.
But shows how advanced they were for their time. It's fascinating and a fun way to learn, and that's what we're really happy about with that one. So, yeah, just reminding everybody, if you haven't had a chance to come out, these are leaving the beginning of January. Genome will be leaving Turtle Bay on January 2nd and Mystery of the Maya Medallion on January 12th. But if it's okay with you, Carl, I'd like to give a quick teaser on our new exhibitions coming
in. We love teasers here.
All right.
You know, the last time the opossum came across my keyboard of my computer, it typed all types of weird things. But it started out it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Where have I heard that? Okay, I'm sorry. Go on.
the opossum's still in the show here. All right. We're really excited to announce we already have planned our two new exhibitions coming in. The first one is Lost Man Blues. It's about John Schuller, and he was a World War II veteran dealing with PTSD. So this is a really neat exhibit that goes into his memoirs and also his abstract expressionist paintings. So it's painting a picture of his life and dealing with PTSD through those memoirs and paintings.
I've seen that. Not the exhibit, but when I heard about it, I looked it up. It's very, very, very interesting.
Yeah, we're really excited, and we're going to get more information on that and out to people as as we continue unveiling it. But really excited in how this could open up people's just understanding of even people in modern day, you know, dealing with PTSD.
And PTSD isn't just in warfare. It's police, firemen, people that have been that have gone through traumatic experiences, sexual assault, car wrecks, loss of loved ones. So, I mean, post-traumatic stress is a non it does not exclude itself from any any type of any area of our society or people.
Definitely. Yeah, so we feel that's definitely irrelevant, but also for that art crowd, too.
Yeah.
His paintings are amazing, so we're excited about that. And then the other one is a neat one. It's called Treasure, and that is about the whole world of treasure hunting. It's going into the technology used, the locations, and it's going to be another one of those real immersive exhibits all about, the art of treasure hunting, you could say. So that's going to be a neat one. People are actually going to see recovered treasures and a lot more fun stuff. We're going to definitely have some more information coming up soon. But
it's hard to do the show when the opossum is going around and climbing on your microphones.
I'm holding down the fort, Carl.
Ryan, Ryan is at the corner of his eye. He's watching that possum for a possible flank attack.
This is why they say never work with animals or children, right?
Or the show business. The show must go on.
The show must keep going, buddy.
He really wants that coffee this morning.
I know. He's okay, now what I'm going to do this time is I'm going to because he just put something into the chat room. So today you're going to see the first, the possum just typed.
There you go. It's his first words.
Those are his first words. And it was, yay! Okay, Emily, what we got now?
Yeah, we want to remind folks, it's 2 weeks. We've got some visitors outside who are enjoying our opossum as well. It's, just a couple weeks till Christmas time, and so we want to remind folks that Turtle Bay makes a really great gift. If you're still looking for a gift for that person who has everything, a membership is a great idea, starting at just $65 for individuals and $90 for a whole family to get to enjoy all year round.
And you know what? Let me tell you, when the family comes, grandkids come, we run to Turtle Bay, and it's absolutely fabulous. So this is a super thing. Plus, you support this great museum.
Absolutely. We're a nonprofit. We're made by this community and for this community. So all of that support comes right back to us and helps us to continue to rescue amazing animals like this and be able to share them with the community. And absolutely.
Just cleaning up a little bit.
Sure thing. We've also got some great opportunities for you to be even more a part of the animal program. Our Adopt an Animal program is an honorary adoption. You get a plush that goes with it, so that makes a great stocking stuffer. If you've got an animal lover in your life who you want to make sure, is acknowledged there. And then we've got our Behind the Scenes program, and Sharon can talk a little more about it, but it's a really cool chance to get up close and personal with Timber the Beaver.
I'm just saying we got like 1 minute left.
Okay. 1 minute?
Yeah.
Okay, the best experience in the entire world is to come have the beaver. Have you come and done it, Carl?
You know what? I have not, but I was fortunate enough. I was in there the other day. We were going through the museum, and I saw Timber jump into the water.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's really the first time I've seen him do that. He jumped in the water and swam, and then he was gone.
Okay, well, you can behind the scenes is you come up top. You get to go in an area that's only for staff. It's up like kind of outside the museum up top, and then you get to sit down, and usually we make no guarantees. He will come over and jump in your lap, sit there, and you get to feed him. It's the coolest thing in the world. He's a lap beaver. He loves people. He loves to sit in people's lap. And it's an experience you should not miss. And for people that have like everything that you don't want to get them a thing, this is the greatest gift. It's $75 for non-members and includes admission to the park. For members, it's $60 a person. You have to be at least 9 years old to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fabulous.
Yep. I bought this gift for my father-in-law, who is a retired wildlife biologist, last Christmas. He absolutely loved it. It was the greatest experience.
I bet that's the first time he's had a beaver in his lap.
The first time he'd been that close, that's for sure.
There's lots of places in the country you can swim with mantis, you can swim with dolphins, you can do all that stuff. This is the only place in the entire country you can hang out with a beaver.
Okay, last thoughts. Emily.
Yeah, our last gift idea is our River of Turtles. So if you've ever been to Turtle Bay, you see that wall right outside the museum that has all those engraved turtle plaques. Mm-hmm. If you've got somebody, kids or loved ones that you want to honor in a really special way, a River of Turtle plaque is a great way to do that. Just $100 for members. You can engrave on there whatever you'd like, and then it's a really cool opportunity to come and find your turtle each time you visit.
That's cool.
Yep.
Hey, thank you so much, Sharon and Emily and Ryan, for coming by today and for bringing Theseus or
Therion. Or Rambo, as you call him.
That's right. He's always going to be Rambo. He's always going to be Rambo. He survived when everybody else didn't.
That's right.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much for coming here. And think about this, my friends. This is a great, great Christmas present. And everything, once you bought your membership, it's free. Everything you go in there is free. I mean, there's no extra charge for any of the exhibits. There's no extra charge for going out and seeing the animals, going out and with all the different parts of the park. And then think about this. If you already have a membership, buy a chance to have a lap beaver.
That's right.
I don't know if I should call it. Never mind. But the word dance is in it someplace.
That's
okay.
Right.
Exactly. That's right. Okay, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us, Carl.
You bet. Okay, here we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers is the place if you're thinking about you need some help around the home with your loved ones or even yourself. Say you had a surgery and you're recovering, but it's not, you know, you need some help around the place. Home Helpers, 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Sharon Clark will come out, do a complimentary in-home consultation, and will make it work for you. That's the whole idea behind it. Give them a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
You'll win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And now, back to our show.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Just cleaning up after the opossum has just ravaged through our through the studios. He was not licking your he wasn't licking your mic.
That was the other mic.
That was the other mic. It's the one over here with that Linda uses, and I'll just tell her later. Hey, I'm here with Casey Fotch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. Has been here 2 years.
About a year and a half.
A year and a half. Okay.
Yep.
You know, last time I said less than a year because it just seemed like, you know, it just seemed like you just got here. But
yeah, it's
my
going
gosh.
Pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. And all the things that you've accomplished here. I can just say, let me tell you from the city and from the people around here in this whole area, it's thank you for all the things you've done.
Well, you know, we got to light the Christmas tree on Friday night. That was pretty exciting.
I've
actually never done that before, so that was a
You got to do that?
Well, I got to do the countdown and, Cage, the little guy from the, he's one of the kids in, the
elf
at the Cascade Theater. So he got the light. It was fine with me because, you know, it was raining a lot and that electrical socket, I didn't have a whole lot of faith in that. So, you know, I was like, all right, well, knock yourself out, pal. Oh, here you go. But it was
that's
fun.
Great. You got sacrificed a little elf there. Watch his hair come out. And,
you know.
I just pictured this. You know.
It was that beautiful tree. It was a great job. It was raining, but it was a lot of fun.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. It was great to see everybody come out, too.
It was. You know what? In the rain and then in the parade the next night and all these. I mean, it was super. Now, you've got something else that just happened.
Yeah, we have some pretty big news. We have just recently made a big purchase, and we've made a big investment into a new technology, at least to the area. We're the south of Medford. We're the only facility south of Medford, and the only facility north of Chico to have it. So, you can do the math on that. There's a lot of people that are leaving the area to access this technology. Last year was about 700 that left the area to have the procedures that are you're able to do on these, and that's just for one specific type of procedure. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of other procedures it does, but it's the Da Vinci Xi platform, and it's a state of the art. It's the type of apparatus that lets the doctor do minimally invasive robotic surgery, sitting at a console, so they don't have the fatigue and the strain that comes along with doing surgery the conventional way. It's almost like operating a video game. They use both of their hands, their feet. They sit down and put their head in this console, and they have a fully integrated three-dimensional view of through all the ports and one or two ports, however many they're using. But we're excited about it because we actually have some physicians that are interested in coming into the area to access the platform. And so that's real big news because, we have such a shortage here, and so we're excited.
Well, now, Da Vinci machine itself, I mean,
right.
The original ones have been around for a while.
Yeah, they've been around for about 15 years.
Okay.
15, 20, probably 15. I always get mixed up on whether it's the third or fourth generation, but I think it's probably the third generation. But what's different about this one, which is nice, because every time they would come out with a new model as a hospital executive, it gets a little annoying because everybody wants the new model. This one, they've committed to the industry that any future upgrades, they've designed this platform to be modular. And so we'll be able to access any of the any kind of
We have this Da Vinci machine that you just paid millions for, and look, next year. Oh no, I'm sorry, we can't cross use it. I'm sorry, it's just a brand new one.
Yeah, they would do it in 5-year cycles, and it got to be a point where it was so bad because you know it's a $2 million investment.
Yeah.
Okay, so when they set a track record of coming out with a new platform every 5 years, we have to depreciate it over 5 years. And so, you know, you're talking – that's a big number every month that you got to depreciate for a five-year lifespan asset. But
I think this is great. So now it's a modular thing. So as they get new technology, it's a plug-and-play. Take one out, put one in.
Yeah, and one of the things that we're going to be able to really focus on, because that's what we've been looking at, is trying to eliminate this – you know, people having to go out of the area to access this technology. You know, we've got the docs here that are quality and can do the procedures. We just, you know, we've just never made the investment into this. You know, it's a big investment. But is colorectal surgery. And so colorectal is something that, you know, I think Dr. Gonzalez told me that 6-7% of the population wind up with colorectal cancer. And so that's when you kind of do the math of Shasta County, 200,000. That's a big number, right?
It is a big
and so this is something now that they don't have to travel down to UC Davis or Stanford or any of the big facilities that have the teaching facilities that have this platform. They'll be able to stay here in Shasta and have it done.
Now, this Da Vinci model here,
right.
It can be used on anything, Bill. Is that correct?
Well, you know, I mean, there's some, it, you know, the, obviously.
I mean, it's more than colorectal.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah, exactly. You're right. Yeah, so obviously, you know, gynecology is a huge, huge, application for it. There's, you know, the hysterectomies that we've been doing hysterectomies on our existing robot, and people are going home the same day and not even asking for pain meds. I mean, it's the craziest thing.
Dr. Werner Gill doing these, and she is just she is like a finely tuned fighter pilot up there.
She loves that robot, that's for sure. She's
what this does is the way you've explained this is because it's a three-dimensional,
right,
and you're there. Then the robotic arms can be so much more precise.
Well, it's interesting because so you have the open, you know, the open surgery, which is how we've been doing it since the beginning of time.
Sure.
And then the new platform, the second type generation of surgery came along, which was laparoscopic. But when they designed those tools, to move the tools one way, you had to move your hand in the opposite direction.
Oh, wow.
And so that was really counterintuitive, obviously, you know, because it's something that, you know, you've been taught to do this one way, and then all of a sudden, hold on, pump the brakes. You're going to have to, you know, move the opposite direction. So this one here, basically, yeah, I know. I was there for the rollout.
That would just make me crazy.
I was there for the rollout of the technology. It did not go well, but, you know, it's
like those little, you know, when you do the IQ test. If you fold it this way, this way, this way, and this way, this is what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if that was backwards?
Well, it's like me doing origami. You know, I just wad up the paper, throw in the trash. That's what I do. So
I pinch a little thing up there and make it look like a chicken head, and then I throw it in the trash. Yeah.
So now basically the hand movement follows along with the tool, or the tool follows along with the hand movement in the appropriate direction. But again, the 3D visualization gives the surgeon just a significant advancement, along with the fact that they're sitting at a console, because I don't think, you know, a lot of people don't realize how physically taxing it is to do surgery on a physician. They're standing in one place for 4 or 5 hours sometimes, and, you know, not taking a break, not getting, you know, and I mean I've done stuff that comes close to that, like in the cath lab and doing long procedures wearing a 40-pound apron, but still hunching over a patient, it's hard on their neck, it's hard on their back. And so this is a real satisfier for the physician. It's contributed to real quality outcomes and moving the art forward.
Well, you know, we've got to take a quick break here. But this, again, is something that, like you said, they're sitting at a console.
Right.
Like sometimes the heart. I mean, can this be done for heart procedures?
Yeah, there is. Actually, Dr. Mazur has. I've seen Dr. Mazur do a couple of procedures, and it's pretty impressive. And so he will be doing thoracic surgery with this platform. He's interested.
Oh, by the way, I just want to give you all a big shout out for one of your incoming patients. And I really want you to take care of him because he's Randy. He's the hot dog guy in front of the of the post office here.
Okay.
I've gotten to know him over the years.
All right. Well,
and Dr. Mazur is going to be helping him Thursday. So
tomorrow. Well, we'll keep an eye out for Randy, and we'll look for those future discounts on hot dogs.
You should have heard all the good things he was saying about Shasta Regional and Dr. Mazur.
Yeah.
He is just totally confident. You know, he's got no trials or tribulations. He just feels really, really he was just telling me this. He was sharing it to me yesterday while I was in the post office picking up mail. And it's good to hear that from people.
It is. Yeah, and thank you for bringing that up. I mean, we just got second year in a row, top 50 cardiovascular center in the country.
That's right.
Second year in a row.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. I wanted to remind everybody that tomorrow there's a lunch and learn, prepare for aging, life, safety, and wellness. It's going to be at Redwood Park on Redwood Boulevard up there off of Twin View. And it's going to be free. It goes from 11:30 to 1:30. Lunch is being a free lunch is being brought to you by the people at Hilltop Estates. But Shining Care is bringing this, and it's going to include how to know when safety and well-being are at risk, long-term care system and options for care planning, and much more. It's free, but you can give them a call at 232-5543. Tell them you're coming so that they can make sure they have plenty of food. Or learn more at shiningcare.org. We'll be right back with Casey Fatcher and Shasta Regional Medical Center.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hey, everybody, I'm Phil Vassar.
And I'm Dean Sams with the group Lone Star.
And we're happy to announce we're going to be touring together again for our 2019 Holiday and Hits Tour.
Now, you're going to want to join us for an evening of greatest hits as well as a few holiday favorites.
That's right. Tickets are on sale now at philvassar.com.
And lonestarnow.com.
And it's going to be rocking. It's going
to
be great.
You're going to want to be there, and we look forward to seeing you for our Holiday and Hits Tour 2019.
Historic Cascade Theater, December 10th. Buy now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air, we are. 605-4567 is our phone number. It's 40 degrees out there, going up to a balmy 54 today. With me, possible of showers this evening, showers tomorrow and Thursday. We're going to have some rain out here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Hey, guys and girls, Christmas is coming. That's right. You've only got 15 shopping days left if you count Christmas Day. They are not going to be open, Four Winds Jewelry, on Christmas Day, however. 2225 Hilltop Drive, great sales going on there right now. You can find that perfect, perfect piece of jewelry for your loved one. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Hey, we're here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. Big news is they're bringing in the newest Da Vinci machine. It's a surgical
surgical platform
that the surgeons can use. It gives them a three-dimensional look into the patient and uses robotic arms that are very precise. And they're going to use it, and I believe
So we're going to use it for cardiothoracic surgery. We're going to be gynecology. It's going to be general surgery. We do hernia repairs with it. We'll also be doing urology with it as well for, you know, prostatectomies, those type of procedures. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty. It's and then of course colorectal, which is that's been really responsible for the advancement of the technology into this platform because of the type of the way you have to move the robot and undock it and all that type of stuff. This one you don't. It just stays planted in one place and you're able to move it around without having to break everything down.
Wow. This is, you know,
so this is very exciting.
This ought to be like a video you put out. I'm sure you could go online and look at how
it works. Oh, yeah. There's all sorts of stuff online.
I bet there is.
The technology. We'll be putting some stuff on our website as well. And, so we have, like I said, we have Paul Beck, who is one of our general surgeons, who basically exclusively operates on the robot now. He doesn't use any other type of access if he doesn't have to. And then, of course, Dr. Gill. We have another physician, which we'll talk about next month, but he's coming from out of the area up here, and he's very experienced with the XI. He's got a couple of years under his belt, and he's going to help us kind of get the program up and running. And then, of course, Dr. Mazur is familiar with the technology. But one of the things that's nice about this robot, this is the one that all of the, most of the universities have that they train their new surgeons on. And so anybody else that we bring in that's fresh out of training will be familiar with the technology.
Well, you know, the thing is what this does is if you've got an older surgeon who has got all the knowledge in the world and all this, but standing up for 4 hours it gets to be tedious. And so they I can't help but think this is going to extend the lives and the abilities.
Yeah, and when you look at what it takes to do a surgery, you know, you're standing up, you're leaning over a patient, that's not good for your neck and your back. Mm-hmm. In some cases, you're wearing a big surgical light on your head, and these glasses that you use those things really contribute a lot to surgeon injuries and. This is certainly something that's going to extend the life of our guys and our surgeons. It's good. That's good for us because we've got a good group. We've got a good crew.
Well, it is, but it also, you know, if it adds three, four years onto their ability to help people, I mean, this is great.
Well, and it also contributes to a lot faster surgeries. I mean, the surgeries, it's much more efficient. And like I said, I've seen patients that go home the same day and just, I don't need pain meds, just take Tylenol. And that's their directive. They're like, no, I don't want any of that stuff. And it's just amazing these are procedures that used to take 4 or 5 days to stay in the hospital, and they're going home the same day.
Hey, can you address quickly the fact that you were just also just received the award again, the right. recognition as being one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the nation.
Yeah, in the nation. This is the fourth year that we've gotten it, but this is the second year in a row for us, and we're pretty proud of it because, again, it's not just about surgical outcomes. It's not just about, volumes, that type of stuff. It's basically it's IBM Watson that puts this together, and they're obviously independent. This is not a pay for play kind of thing, play for pay or whatever. And they run this data. They take all of your publicly available data. They dump it into a database, and basically they put out this list. And so for us, it's 30-day readmission rates are lower, 30-day mortality rates are lower, surgical outcomes are better, infection rates are lower. And so there's a lot of things that go into, getting this award. It's not just, how many surgeries you do or whatever. It's outcomes. It's effectiveness.
And the follow-up on it,
and
too.
The follow-up. Right. Yeah, right, exactly.
That's great.
It's impressive. I was they put the award out like a week later, so I was like, "Well, but we didn't get it." I was waiting in my office for finally it came, but the phone call came on a Friday afternoon.
"Oh no, what are we doing?"
Yeah, so holy mackerel. But again, it's a team sport. The whole crew at the hospital should be proud, from the emergency room to the surgery suite. And all the people that do case management, everybody contributes to this type of an award.
We got about 4 minutes left. What do you want to hit on here?
Well, we've got our new surgeon in town, our new spine surgeon, Dr. Blackburn.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to make it on the show this morning, but he had something come up, and hopefully we'll get him in here. He's done a couple surgeries at the hospital already, and good outcomes. Patients are happy.
My son-in-law he's been in law enforcement and a Marine for almost his whole life.
Yeah.
And he was having back problems, severe back problems. We couldn't even drive hardly. And went to a spine guy, and he is just fixed, totally fixed.
Yeah, the technology has gotten a lot better than it used to be. Obviously, the training that the surgeons are going through these days are better. But, again, and he'll tell you a lot of times that the solution is not surgery. So
yeah.
It might be physical therapy, whatever, but you want somebody like him that'll say, look, because I've had the surgeon, look, I can make the pain in your leg go away, but not the pain in your back.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just depends on what type of a surgery it is that they're going to do. But you want that person that just doesn't jump to surgery and says, let's try this or try that. And he really strikes everything before
they have to open you up.
We're real excited to have him on staff. And everybody from anesthesia to the OR crew just love the guy. He's so he's really competent. He's great to work with. You don't want somebody to come into the OR and just start making everybody nervous and this and that. I mean, Dr. Blackburn came in. Couldn't have been a better introduction.
I'm going to reschedule you on probably next month so we can do an hour here.
Okay.
And I'd like to be able to talk about a lot of these things, because you bring things up that I want to do a follow-up, but I run out of time. What happens when you do get a surgeon that's right. like that? And everybody goes, oh, no, there's Dr. X is coming in.
Well, they just disappear.
Yeah, you're in the operating room. Oh, gee, I'd really like to, but I think my left finger just got hurt or something like that. I imagine there are ones out there.
Oh, there's some out there, that's for sure. Right. But we have ways of dealing with them. So
I guess if it's because it's such a team effort, people don't realize that
it is
that when that surgeon reaches out his hand, the nurse or the operating assistant there has to put the
right. I'll be honest with you, Carl. Most of the time that I've seen physicians, get upset or maybe act and somebody's doesn't think that's appropriate behavior, it usually has to do with patient care.
Okay.
And because you don't get through that kind of training being a maniac. You just don't. I mean, you don't – all those years of medical school and college and residency and fellowship and all that stuff, it just doesn't. It's very rare. And so usually they're upset about something that we – we didn't provide the right service that they wanted. Or we've delayed something. That's why I'm so big at the hospital. Get these tests done. Get them done timely. Don't make physicians wait around. This is not – it's not appropriate. It's not good patient care.
When you can get your car diagnosed sooner while you're waiting there, you would think, at the hospital and all that. Of course, it's
getting better. It's getting faster, I'll be honest.
It is.
Boy, sometimes you just wonder, though. Yeah, really, guys, this long, huh? Okay.
I can just imagine that you're in there every spot and going, uh-oh. Here he comes. You know, do we have all the reports out?
Well, you know, it was funny because the ER director found it quite shocking the other day that I actually have a big screen TV up in my office, which has the video camera of the waiting room and the emergency room on it. And then I have another tracking board to where I can see how the patients flow because it's important to me.
Well, you've made a very point about getting everybody seen in 30 minutes, of course.
Yeah, and they walked in, they're like, really? You got I'm like, I'm telling you guys, I'm committed.
This is my job.
I'm committed.
Hey, Casey, coming in. And next month, I want you to save an hour for us, and it'll be the same day, but we're going to run it for a whole while. We're going to run for an hour and do a little catch-up about what's going on this year with Shasta Regional.
Well, happy holidays, everybody.
You too, buddy. Okay, hey, we're going to be right back. And Adam McElvain, mayor, who just announced his reelection campaign is beginning, will join us right after the break.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Unveiled two articles of impeachment against President Trump that would focus on abuse of power and obstruction of Congress and would be voted on by the full House next week.
Despite everything we have uncovered, the president's misconduct continues to this day, unapologetically and right now.
Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, after laying out the second article for obstruction of Congress. Speaker Nancy Pelosi met with six committee chairmen Monday night after a nine-hour hearing in the Judiciary Committee where a Democrat counsel laid out the party's case against Mr. Trump. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
On Twitter, responding to the impeachment charges, the president writing in all caps, witch hunt, and singling out Democrat Gerald Nadler, Mr. Trump writes, Nadler just said that I pressured Ukraine to interfere in our 2020 election. Ridiculous, and he knows that is not true. Both the president and foreign minister of Ukraine said many times that there was no pressure. There's a breakthrough in talks on a trade deal to replace NAFTA.
It's a victory for America's workers. It's one that we take great pride in advancing.
House Speaker Pelosi announcing agreement on a modified trade pact with Canada and Mexico.
There is no question, of course, that this trade agreement is much better than NAFTA.
Which is what President Trump sought all along, the agreement announced by Pelosi, adding the president a major legislative victory. Reports that the U.S. will delay a new round of tariffs on Chinese goods as the two countries continue negotiating a trade pact. The new tariffs were scheduled to kick in on Sunday and would have raised prices on some popular products, including cell phones and computers. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 39 points, the S&P 2 points higher, the NASDAQ up 29. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
Happy holidays from your friends at Cash Call Mortgage. While other companies are trying to get you to spend money this time of year, at Cash Call Mortgage, we encourage our customers to save money by refinancing and lowering their monthly mortgage interest rate. Imagine that, saving money during the holidays instead of spending it. At Cash Call Mortgage, we like that idea and offer low interest rates to back it up. So if you have an interest rate higher than 2.99%, give us a call to see if we can lower your monthly mortgage payment and save you money. And because we're a direct lender, we can close your refi in as fast as 20 days with no upfront deposit. The holidays are coming fast, so get the extra cash you need now with a mortgage refi from Cash Call Mortgage.
For a free quote to see if you qualify, call Cash Call Mortgage at 800-299-1364. That's 800-299-1364. 800-299-1364.
It's an invention that dates back to the early 70s, something that today is ubiquitous across large parts of the world. Now there's word that the North Carolina man who created it while working as an electrical engineer at IBM has died.
George Laura, the American engineer who developed the barcode, has died at the age of 94. The black bars and a 12-digit number can be found on almost all Western products.
That's the BBC's Jerry Smith. Former Soviet dissident Nathan Sharansky has been awarded Israel's prestigious 2020 Genesis Prize for a lifetime of work promoting political and religious freedoms. The $1 million award, granted each year to a person recognized for outstanding professional achievement, contributions to humanity, and commitment to Jewish values. Following a tradition set by previous winners, Sharansky has decided to forego the award, the prize money to be donated in his honor to nonprofit organizations. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. The Fed's last policy-making meeting of the year is underway.
In October, the Fed's third cut this year brought its benchmark short-term rate
to a range between 1.5% and 1.75%. Key points coming into this month's meeting are that unemployment is at a five-decade low of 3.5%, and inflation is still below the Fed's target of 2%. This month, economists believe the Fed will hold rates steady, but they'll be paying attention to the Fed's release of an updated dot-plot policy statement, which would be the basis to forecast the direction of Fed monetary policy for the next 12 to 24 months. George Bonzani reporting.
Nationwide strikes continue to plague France. Airport workers, teachers, and others participating in a walkout over the government's pension reform plans. Only about a fifth of trains are functioning. Most Paris subways are closed. New protests planned in several cities today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of... Did that just sound funny to you?
It did.
Did that just sound funny?
I don't know. It sounded a little muffled.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Tuesday, the 10th of December, and to Free Fire Radio on the KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're celebrating 10 years on the air. It's 8:05 in the morning. The news was brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion and community, and the owner of the newest Da Vinci. I think it's the Generation 3 surgical machine. And we were just talking to Casey Fatch, who's the CEO of Shasta Regional, of all the things this machine can do for people and to for surgery. But what's the weather look like, Sue?
Today in the North Valley, you have a 20% chance of showers, then rain likely later on, and a high of 54 with overnight lows dropping down to 42. Now, a 30% chance of showers tomorrow. Still be prepared if you're heading up at the higher elevations. Bring along those chains. A high of 54, overnight lows dropping down to 45 for Thursday. Rain likely. 57 degrees with lows dropping down to 45. Then for Friday and Saturday, it looks like a chance of showers both days. 59 for Friday, 56 for Saturday, lows dropping in the 30s. By Sunday, though, looks like we should be looking at sunny skies and warmer temperatures with highs in the upper 50s. So you can get those Christmas lights up, do some Christmas shopping. Beautiful Sunday in store Monday as well. Now, in downtown Reading, it is mostly clear, just a few high clouds, a little breezy. Red Bluff is currently 44 degrees, 43 in Anderson, 37 in the city of Shasta Lake, 39 degrees in downtown Reading. No incidents on the roadways, however, if you're traveling north of Reading between Dunsmuir and Mount Shasta, expect delays, ongoing construction. They do have snowplows out and about towards Weaverville 44 this morning, also on Interstate 5 near Mount Shasta. And delays on Interstate 5 between Reading and Anderson as they widen I-5, traffic reduced to 45 miles per hour. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay, hey, the weather and the road conditions are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated out of Anderson, California, with a veteran, it's a veteran-owned business. Chuck and Judy Kenny I can't even begin to get into the number of things they do to support our community, both the veterans and other great organizations around here. They think of their customers as warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts always for seniors and veterans. I'm here with Adam McIlvain, mayor of Reading, who just yesterday made his announcement that he is running for re-election.
Good morning, Carl.
You wanted to jump right into this one, huh?
Well, I suppose so. I think it's good to let people know what your intentions are. And obviously, I've thought about it for a long time, so I'm very excited and really excited to be the mayor for 2020 in Reading.
Now, what can the mayor do? I mean, I realize this is kind of everybody takes their turn unless something happens, as happened in the past. So what can the mayor, what does the mayor provide in that year that they're there?
So the mayor is essentially the chairman of the board. Mm-hmm. In a similar type situation. The mayor controls and runs the agenda. The mayor makes all the appointments for the year. So we have 7 or 8 commissions and committees at the city. And so when vacancies come up, the mayor makes the appointment. A lot of times the mayor will lead on policy ideas. So, you know, it's it's just such a high honor to get to be in this position and get to serve the people of Reading.
Well, the your predecessor issued a few things, edicts and stuff that, and people said, well, didn't she talk to the, doesn't she have to talk to the rest of the board or the rest of the city council before she does it? And I guess the answer is no. So you can, you have a right to bring up things and publish things that the rest of the rest of the city council may not agree with. Is that
correct? I think that's true. What there is a policy at the city that, you know, for the mayor or any other city council person to take a position on legislation, an official position on the behalf of the city, it has to go through the council first.
Okay. So. Well, the during the state of the city, when the statement about the our Native Americans came out, was a total surprise, it seemed like, if I read everything correctly to everybody else. Nobody knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, I wasn't aware that was going to happen when it did.
Julia Winters is going to be on later on, I think early next week, to talk about this interview for JPR that got us nationwide attention that about locking up people and doing, from what I read, doing conservatorships.
You know, I haven't heard the interview or read the article.
Why I want to have her on. I think there's been some.
Yeah. I think there's a little bit of misinterpretation, maybe.
That's what she said. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be good for her to come on and tell people what she really said. She said there were. It was kind of like cherry picked, mm-hmm, some of the things in there. But okay, so you know, I'm going to take a real early break because I want to come back. And I want you to tell me what you think our priorities are for the next year under your leadership.
Let's do it.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Pam and Martin started this business over 25 years ago. It's a better-known business, and they can work on any type of heating and cooling systems. They have a team of professionals that are just that, professional. They show up when they're supposed to, and that means a lot. You know what? If I have a tradesman who wants to give me a four-hour window to be there, you know, if I have to do that, I'll do that. But I don't like it with Alliance Heating and Air. They're going to tell you to the minute when their person is showing up, and then they're there. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. This is Alliance Heating and Air, and I thoroughly recommend them for any type of work on your heating or cooling systems. We'll be right back with Mayor Adam McElvain.
Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because
let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Shining Care presents a free monthly lunch and learn to prepare the community for aging life. Expert speakers present helpful topics for safety and wellness. Topics include care plan options and elder abuse prevention. This month's highlighted topic will be nursing home discharges. What to know before you go, presented by Long-Term Care Ombudsman. Be informed and enjoy lunch provided by Hilltop Estates, December 11th from noon to 1:30 at Redwood Park Community Room. For more information or to RSVP, visit shiningcare.org.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
PG&E is not fun anymore. Worried about high electricity rates and the reliability of power in the future? A propane generator can use all your propane in just a few days. Solar power from Advanced Power Ready is the solution. Advanced Power has been installing their lithium batteries for 5 years. They have more experience with battery systems than other local installers. With a 10-year warranty and 20-year expected life, enjoy years of trouble-free service. Why just have a grid-tied system when you can make and store your own energy? Enjoy power independence and gain control over increasing rates. Their batteries can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading offers zero down with up to 25-year financing. Call today at 226-0701 and let them show you how to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. Call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by 843 North Market Street, Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Don't miss the biggest party of the year.
The 2019 Roaring Twenties New Year's Eve Bash at Wind River Resort and Casino. Featuring DJ Chris mixing it up for headlining act Steel Breeze, performing all the top 40 you need to dance the night away. Enjoy a delicious buffet dinner, champagne, desserts, swag, and drink specials. General seating $50 per person. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes hotel room. Complete details and tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air, this portion of the show brought to you by Grandpa's As Seen on TV Store. I love this guy. He was in here. I almost bought his car. He can sell anything. Has hundreds of items right now at discounted prices. See it, touch it, feel it, take it home today. He's even actually got opened up another little room there so you can watch things, how they operate, the cookers and all the choppers and all these things. If you're looking for some really good gifts for your family and it's not going to make you take out a bank loan, go on down to Grandpa's As Seen on TV Store in the Cubular Shopping Center at 1818 Churn Creek Road. Give him a call at 221-3100. Hey, I'm here with Mayor Adam McElvain, and we're talking about he's now the mayor for this year. And what is your platform for this year? What do you want to accomplish for this year?
Well, so obviously the number one priority is public safety, and I'm really proud of a lot of the things that I've worked on over the past couple of years. You know, we were able to keep the NPU, the Neighborhood Policing Unit, from getting pulled off of the police department. And then we've added 7 more officers since then, with more officers on the way. And I'm hoping to have the community service officer program completely reconstructed by next year.
How many CSOs do we have right now?
So right now we have 11.
And we should have
17.
Okay. That takes a big load off the our regular police.
Every time I talk to an officer, they're so happy to have the CSOs coming back, because you're right, it allows them to go out and do the serious police work while the CSOs take care of more of the administrative duties, and it really boosts morale. Mm-hmm. And you and I understand how that can affect a unit.
Oh, sure.
But it really improves the morale with the officers. Mm-hmm. So public safety is a huge priority. You know, the NPU is so important. I mean, right now, traditionally during the Christmas season, they'll walk around in civilian clothing and at the shopping centers, you know, and really make sure that nobody's getting their stuff stolen when they're doing Christmas shopping. Mm-hmm. So they do these great things for our city, get the hard drugs, illegal firearms, and serious criminals off the street. So that's really important. And so we're just, you know, we're seeing progress. Crime's gone down every year since I've been on the city council, and like to see it continue to go down. And I think there's the possibility here in the next year or two that we could be back to pre-recession crime levels. that we had before the recession started.
Well, it's not even a recession. It's AB 109. If we can do it to pre-AB 109, that's something. I mean, that's huge.
Right. The numbers that I'm looking at are what were the crime statistics in 2006, 2007, 2008 before they started to go up. So
when did AB 109 come in?
2012. Well, 11, and then 12 is when we saw the impact.
Okay, so if you can take it back to that, you know, that's great. Then people can say, okay, now we've got this under control at least. But to do that, we're going to need a jail.
We do need more jail beds, absolutely, because that's what provides the accountability. So public safety is number one. Economic development is number two, and I think we're just seeing some unbelievable transformation in our city right now. The economy is doing great. You know, our unemployment is the lowest it's been in the history of our city. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, let's impeach that guy.
Let's not go down that rabbit hole. We could be here all day. But so it's really exciting. You know, and I've been – Carl, you know, I started going to city council meetings in 2006. And so when I first started going to council meetings, Reading was in fantastic shape economically. Then the bottom fell out, and I watched the transformation at the city. And I got to tell you, it's such a blessing to get to be on the council right now when there are so many positive things that we get to be a part of and to witness the transformation,
you know,
that we're seeing in our city.
We're right down here in the middle of it, and it's great. Yeah. I mean, we've been watching it. You know, we've watched K2 take down, you know, over there in the Dickers building, and then now we're watching them take down the parking structure. My question, and I've got one of your guys coming on, by the way, Thursday,
okay,
to talk about this, but why we took down the parking structure in the – during the busiest shopping period of the year.
So you're asking about the timing?
Yeah.
So the timing is because a lot of the work is grant funded and there are deadline requirements.
Well, he's going to talk about – Bob's going to come on and talk about that, and hopefully we'll get Shannon Phillips in here at the same time.
Okay.
About the timing, you know, specifics of it, because I talked to him about it. And, yeah, I understand – that certain, you know, I understand deadlines and all these things, but what kind of impact this is going to have on small businesses here? That, you know, even if it cuts back 15% to 20%, that could make a big difference. As you know, you're a businessman.
Yeah, well, and I remember too when they did the construction on the Cypress Street Bridge, how that affected that Raley's Shopping Center.
Well, you know what? That is something, because I just moved here when they did that, and I couldn't believe why everybody was so excited about it, talking about the so long to get across the Cypress Bridge and all this. I just come from San Diego, and I said, I've never had to wait through like one light, you know, for the backup there. So, but for here, it was a huge thing. But if you came in from anywhere else, you'd go, what delay?
Right.
You know, those. Anyway, okay, we're way past that. Okay, now, as far as the, okay, first public safety and then our building of the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that you have been the man on, you've introduced it, you've been pushing it, is this high-speed cable, high-speed internet.
Fiber,
right. Cable, fiber. Okay, fiber.
It's
right.
A big difference in the
there
internet
is,
world.
There is.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. So the high-speed fiber. So where are we on that?
So, yeah, that was probably the primary point of my economic development platform. But we are nearly finished. We're finalizing the details of a citywide master broadband plan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what happened was we looked at the downtown. In depth, we looked at all the cost. We did a network design, and that took some time to put all of that together. We were delayed by the car fire for about 6 months, and we're able to get back to work on it. And then, you know, we brought it back to the city council in April, and then the city manager and I realized that in order for the city council to really make a holistic decision on whether or not we want to go forward with this, we really needed to look beyond the phase one and just see what the rest of the city build out would look like if we get to that point, so that the council can make a very informed decision. Obviously, the plan would still include a recommendation for a phase one because we think we have a really good shot of getting the phase one grant funded to put in the infrastructure. So we're very excited about that. And we've been holding stakeholder meetings with different interested parties in Reading, business owners, bigger organizations. And then we had a public open house, which was fantastic. A handful of young people showed up and were just excited out of their minds that the city might be bringing in
better, faster
internet. Oh, my gosh,
I can play Doom. I can play Doom at 10 times the speed.
Right. Well, and, you know, what's interesting, you know, gaming is a – gosh, I think gaming is a $4 or $5 billion
a
year.
You know what?
So.
We poke fun at it, but there's people out there that are making $1 million because they win a game of some kind of game out there, it's a sport.
It's definitely its own industry, and so I'm particularly excited about that. I would expect that we'll have the final recommendation back to the council in January, and then we'll know if we're moving forward or not with the proposal.
What is the cost of it right now?
If
you get that grant, what does that mean?
So the grant that I've always thought that we had a possibility for was an Economic Development Administration grant from the federal government. And the reason is because I'd seen two other public fiber projects in California that had received those grants. And typically the other ones had been a 50-50 match. So if it's a $4 million installation, the grant pays for $2 million, and then the city would have to come up with $2 million. But because our downtown is an opportunity zone, the EDA grant is automatically an 80-20. So we have to come up with 20%, and then 80% of the infrastructure would be grant funded.
Well, that'd be great.
So, yeah, it's really exciting.
So for the downtown areas where we're talking about the high-speed fiber, does that include, like, right here?
Yes.
Ryan,
you're right in the middle of it.
And I would go to the city then to get my internet connectivity.
Right. Well, you actually would probably sign up online.
Right.
Yep. And I mean, obviously,
I mean,
with
it would
the initial
be through the city, like through one of it would be another city public service, like RU and that.
Right. And okay. You would just see the line item on your utility bill, like you do with garbage and electricity. So it'd be very simple.
No, we're fine. We got okay. Sue is the one. She is the gatekeeper. She makes sure I'm on time before. But we've got another 4 minutes here.
So
that's why I wanted to start early.
This is just a window of opportunity for our city. And, you know, there are several different analogies that you can make. But look at I-5, for instance. You know, one of the things that Reading has that Chico doesn't have is that we have the freeway running through town, and we get a certain amount of our economic revenue.
Something like 60,000 cars a day or something like that goes by there.
Right.
Something
so
like
the internet's kind of similar in a way. If we can have the high speed, low cost access to, you know, the internet superhighway, it's much better for our businesses. It's going to attract young people. It's going to attract entrepreneurs. You know, maybe we can get some
attract
more.
Some of the Silicon Valley types up
yeah,
here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, these put a portion up here. They can save. They can pay their people half what they have to pay them in San Francisco or the Bay Area, and they still are going to be able to buy any house around here.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's a very, you know, it's a very attractive thing, and it's infrastructure. You know, it's something that the government typically does well. Of the handful of things that the government does, but infrastructure. So that's why I've always believed in this particular proposal is we just have this tremendous opportunity being an electric city to come in, offer fiber. And what we're really looking at this point is an open access solution. We're exploring every option that's available, but the open access solution where essentially the city would put the infrastructure in, so the fiber.
Mm-hmm.
And fiber is much faster than the cable or the phone line. And so we would come in and we would put in the fiber. We would make sure it's turned on. And then we would let any internet provider participate, right? So if you got on and you wanted to sign up for the internet, you'd have five or six different options. And you could sign up and then unsubscribe and resubscribe to a new provider within a minute. So if you didn't like your internet provider, you could literally just switch to a new one in less than a minute. So it gives you options, it gives businesses options, it drives down the cost, and essentially the city would be creating a new private sector digital marketplace that doesn't exist. And what that does is it allows the bigger incumbents like AT&T and charter to participate, but also the groups in town like Andy Main, you know, some of our local providers.
That's, we use Andy.
They can take
our signal up the hill.
Yeah. Right. So they can all participate in this type of environment. And there's other services that can be offered as well. So, I don't want to get all the way into it, but, you know, this is the foundation for doing smart city, you know, to have a smart city applications and green light corridors for first responders, evacuation routes, you know. So if we had another car fire or something similar, God forbid, you know, with the push of a button, we can control the direction of traffic throughout the city, so that people can evacuate easier.
So it would be a green light all the way, you know, on the street. And,
right.
You know, so you'd have open streets both ways.
Right.
Okay. That's great. Okay. Hey, we're here with Mayor Adam McElbain, Mayor of Redding, California. And we're talking the high-speed fiber optic network. And the when we come back, we want to talk about some of the things that have, the city council has done this year and that the reasons why.
Sounds
they did
good.
It. Okay, 8:30 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated, community-oriented, located at 1845 California Street, right down from Jack's, and at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the O'Reilly Shopping Center. They pride themselves on customer service and providing the highest level of personal service to their customers. They want you to come on in, talk to their people, and experience how Cornerstone Community Bank is moving local dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with Mayor Adam McElvain. 40 degrees, going up to 53 today. It looks like we may get some rain this evening.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Autumn means cooler weather and a whole new to-do list for homeowners. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning offers high-quality power cleanings with video inspection on all chimney, dryer vent, and duct cleanings. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning provides professional high-end service at a mid-range price. And as we enter the holiday season, we would like to give a special thank you to our veterans and active duty military for your dedicated service. Call Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning at 921-4237. That's 921-4237.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, profits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Sometimes the computer goes, nah. It's rare, but it does. It goes, nah, I'm not going to. I don't like that. I don't like that song.
Now.
I don't like that song.
Apparently, he didn't like Karma Chameleon.
Oh, well, I can understand that. Finally, a computer with taste. Okay, 8:35 in the morning. Welcome back. It's 40 degrees out there. It's going to be going up to 53 today with some rain this evening and rain tomorrow and rain on Thursday. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They're man's last stronghold. If you've been there before, you'll understand. Give it a try. If you're ready for your Christmas haircut, and maybe it's for next year, get that one haircut for all next year right there. Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, we're here with Mayor Adam McElvain. And Mayor, as Mayor, you take all the you take a lot of the bows, you know, for things that have been accomplished because you got to, you know, but you also take all the arrows and spears to the chest. That happens too, you know. Ask Julie. I want to talk to you about your idea on this because under Julie Winter, certain things were passed and voted on. The first big one, I guess, is the soccer park. And then the park tax. The soccer fields, I can understand. The park tax goes right against our growth in our businesses here. Why did that? What was the reasoning behind that?
Well, so I didn't support either of those. The park tax was a new fee, and it was something that I was very, very much against. I typically keep pretty cool at council meetings, but, I got a little bit passionate on that one because it's a brand new fee. It's something that we've never paid for before. So if anyone is developing commercially or industrial, there's a new park impact tax that is added on to their development. And for me, this was, it's a new way for the local government to get money for parks. It's never existed before. And I didn't support it. You know, typically the park fees come from when you build a new residential home because the idea and the premise is that residents are going to use the parks. So this adding it to the commercial side of things does create a higher barrier of entry for anyone that's working on doing a new project in Reading. And, yeah, it's to me it was moving in the wrong direction. I didn't support it. Still don't support it.
Well, this is we have a number of parks that are in disrepair right now. And is this for new parks?
Right. So it can only be applied to new parks, not to existing parks. So it's it's something, you know, I'm always trying to look for ways to take less money from the public,
yeah.
so that it's easier, especially for businesses, mm-hmm. you know, so that there is a lower barrier of entry, and it's easier for our businesses to get up and going and to maintain. I don't like putting new hurdles in the way, and this is definitely a new hurdle.
Does it do anything for public safety?
No.
Does it do anything for building, our economy?
I mean, there's definitely, I guess there's blue sky arguments to be made that, you know, there's studies that show maybe if kids are spending more time at the park, then they're not getting into mischief or, you know, things of that nature. But there's no direct impact.
But we have parks here that people don't even go to because of the transients and the needles and all that.
I agree. Yeah.
Okay, you're not. It's hard to have a discussion about something that we both believe in.
Right. Well, yeah. and for me, you know, you're absolutely right. All of our parks should be safe, and the people should feel that they're safe before we build new ones.
Yeah. That to me seems to make sense. If you're going to tell me this park fee is to ensure the safety and the cleanup, and it was going to go in for part of it is public safety, and because people, oh yeah, we want them to go to the parks, but they can't go to the parks if they've been taken over.
Right.
And anyway, okay. Then this next one is the $500,000 to Turtle Bay to build a light show.
Well, so. It is occurring at Turtle Bay, but the original ask came from the Chamber of Commerce and not from Turtle Bay. And that was what, you know, my original decision was based on the ask coming from the Chamber. And this was part of that, you know, the 20 ideas for the Reading Identity Project. And so, the history on that goes a little bit further for me than I think for most, because I started on the Community Services Advisory Commission in 2009, and that's when we decided to privatize the Convention and Visitors Bureau, so the tourism. Mm-hmm. And so we moved it out from under the city. We privatized it, and we took some of that money. That was also when we privatized the Civic Auditorium. And so we were able to take more money to the general fund for public safety, and then we were able to do our tourism marketing for a lower cost because we had privatized it. So traditionally we spent
we had just opened up KCNR then.
Oh, really?
And
okay.
That was the first big event that came up, and we rolled in on that one thinking that was a great idea. And we got a lot of pushback on it, of course, and there was a lot of pushback, but as soon as I saw that it was saving $1 million a year, right off the top, saving $1 million a year, plus the promises that were made, which they've lived up to and gone beyond.
Yep.
And I realized Bethel is also a magnet for a criticism for a lot of people. However, that has saved our city $10 million, and we still have a Civic. Otherwise, it would have been gone by now.
That's true Civic, yeah, and there are shows at the Civic. But we've also saved money on the tourism marketing, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, which is kind of the other half of that tourism money. So traditionally, you know, even when in the height of the recession, I think the lowest contribution we ever made towards tourism marketing was $800,000 for a year. And that comes from the transient occupancy tax. Mm-hmm. So that comes from the hotel tax. And we want to, even in the height of the recession, I don't remember one single conversation about cutting money to tourism. And the reason is because tourism is the second largest sector of our economy.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, I think the total amount spent last year was $391 million on tourism.
Up here?
In Shasta County. So that was the report that we just got.
Wow.
So tourism is really a critical component of our economy. And I think that at least based on our support that the council does feel that that $1 million that we invest every year in tourism there's a great return on investment for that money. And so what happened was with the Garden of Lights is the request, and the Convention and Visitors Bureau was also supportive of this request, is that in the next two budget years, that out of that $1 million, we take out $250,000. And we apply it towards the hard, you know, the infrastructure cost to build this 10-acre light park.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been wildly successful in other communities. So my thinking is that we front load the infrastructure cost a little bit. I think it's $800,000 total for the build out.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is that we make more revenue, that it's a loss leader, that we do because we have that new amenity. We're getting more hotel tax. We're getting more sales tax. And we will see more money for public safety from that investment.
Now, okay, I want to take a break now, but I want to talk to you about questions that people have.
okay,
about that and hear from our mayor your answers on these. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, again, as you heard earlier today, has been recognized as one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals by IBM Watson. And this was this is the second year in a row. And it's not just on surgical procedures, but it's the pre-op, it's the follow-up, 30 days on and more of people who have gone in there for cardiovascular help. And they're one of the nation's top 50. If you think about it, then they've just brought in the new Da Vinci machine, Generation 3, that can be used in cardiovascular along with many other types of surgical procedures. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. 8:45 in the morning. It's 40 degrees out there, and we'll be right back.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at RedingRancheria.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in our last segment here at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air, 605-4567. If you got a question for Mayor McElvain, 8:49 in the morning, 40 degrees. It looks like it's fair right now, but tonight it should be starting to rain, and we're going to be having it for the next 2 days. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. And Bastiani Arms is bringing us this segment of the show. It used to be you could buy somebody a shotgun for Christmas and all that, but you can't do that anymore. But you can buy a gift certificate. And for your loved one, if you want them, if they've been thinking about it, they've been jonesing for a new rifle, pistol, or shotgun, get it from Bastiani Arms. It's the only place we buy guns is from Bastiani Arms because of their customer service. They give veterans discounts, and they always have on stock what the shooter needs. They welcome new people that are just buying their first firearm. They're going to sit down and talk with you and really find out, you know, what your needs are and what is the right type of firearm that you want. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. I'm here with Mayor Adam McElvain. We're talking about the certain decisions that were made. And now this the $500,000 that's going to the light show. Now, I've also researched this, and I've looked at the different cities, small cities, that have put this on. And they have thousands and thousands of visitors roll through here. So are we talking about the money that comes back, since the entry and what they charge will stay with Turtle Bay? So we're looking at all the ancillary types of funding that comes in, like restaurants, gas, rooms, all those things?
Correct. Yeah, so the hotel tax, sales tax, different things like that. And, you know, last year we, our hotel tax was $7 million mm-hmm. last year, and so $1 million went towards tourism. And, you know, when we first privatized the Convention and Visitors Bureau 10 years ago, it was a real transition in how we marketed Reading.
Mm-hmm.
There had been a real sort of old school method of marketing Reading and getting people to Reading. And then we really transformed 10 years ago and went to more of a digital marketing presence
mm-hmm.
and doing a lot of marketing online. And so we'd been doing that for about 10 years. So for me, you know, spending that money from 2 years of the tourism budget to do something new, I thought was worthwhile, and we'll see if it's successful. But, you know, ultimately, so with my thinking, and the reason that I'm supportive, is because I want to do what I can to encourage the possibility of getting more revenue for public safety. And that's the ultimate goal, is to get more money. And we have to, you know, we have to continue to pursue, you know, we don't want to cut off our nose despite our face.
Mm-hmm.
So I would not be in favor of ever cutting that $1 million a year that we give towards tourism marketing.
Okay, but they're up for a new contract this year.
Correct. The contract expires at the end of June.
How do we measure their effectiveness? Just by TOT?
So TOT is a great indicator, because actually that's the, you know, that's a mm-hmm. metric that we can really put our hands on.
Because the rest of it is kind of nebulous.
Well, there's no, because you can, well, you can definitely see the trends over time,
right,
in how they market and how much engagement they're getting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the surveys that are given. So There's definitely data to look at, mm-hmm. but you're right, the transient occupancy tax is a hard metric that
right.
we measure. So we get reports, you know, we get a big annual report every year from mm-hmm. the Convention and Visitors Bureau, but we get other reports throughout,
you know,
the year.
Once this thing kicks off, who's in charge of it then?
Of this,
I know that it's going to Turtle Bay, and they're going to be
yeah.
the ones that put
Correct.
Everything in there. But what about things like traffic management? Because if the forecast or even anything close to what we've seen all over the other places, there's thousands of cars that come rolling through here, especially on the weekends. I mean,
well, and that's one of the reasons. So, you know, my understanding was that the Chamber of Commerce went to Turtle Bay to propose this idea because they have the Arboretum.
Right.
And they needed parking, and they needed some place that they could close at night, so that the
control it and all that.
Right.
I'm talking about the traffic that comes in here. It's going to take probably extra police out there or some kind of security to have people rolling through here, because they're going to be, you know what it's like on the 4th of July.
Right.
imagine that happening four nights out of the week. If it does.
Well, even half of it, four nights.
It's going to be great for business, but yeah. It's also going to be a nightmare. And if people get in a nightmare of traffic, they don't come back.
So in the traffic studies that I've looked at and am familiar with, I'm not sure if we'd see quite the impact of like a 4th of July event.
Okay.
And I think you're going to see the cars, they're not all going to come in and leave at the same time. They'll be kind of a churning effect. And there's a lot of parking at the Civic.
Yeah, there is, unless there's a Willie Nelson concert.
That's right.
Yeah. I threw that one at you, and it's like, I wonder if anybody's thought about that.
Willie sold out. I heard he sold out.
Well, you know what? He's 87 years old. Yeah. You got to hear Willie. But I'm just talking about that, if they have big concerts, the impact that has. I just want to make sure is that when this thing, and Mike Warren has been doing this a long time. I have a lot of faith that he's looking at all of these things, shuttle buses, everything you can think of to get people parking over and across the freeway again and all that. It can be a game changer here as far as the money that's coming in. I think a lot of people fear that the city is going to be supporting it without getting reimbursed.
And I think that's definitely a legitimate concern, and that's why I was supportive of more of a one-time contribution than ongoing. And this isn't for, we're not contributing to operations, we're contributing to the hard costs, the infrastructure.
Yeah, you're not doing anything else but constructing this thing. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised to see how much it cost to put up lights, but then you think about it.
It's 10 acres.
Yeah.
And I think the electric bill. Well, the main reason they have to charge is because of the electric bill.
Yeah, but even then, I think they're going to be looking at LED lights and all those kind of things. But, you're right. The electricity will be rolling in that.
Yeah.
Hopefully we don't have brownouts in other parts of the city. Right. I know we won't. Damn, won't let that happen. Okay. We're about out of time. Final thoughts here.
Well, I got to tell you, 2020 is just shaping up to be a spectacular year. You're seeing a lot of the transformation. We're looking at $300 million of investment in our downtown. That the number citywide now is $750 million of investment in commercial development, and that's equivalent to the last 25.
Does that include? Does that include the Costco? And
yep.
And what about the Wind River?
So when the casino is not included in that number.
Mm.
So there's a lot of investment happening. It's the same amount of investment we've seen over the last 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to happen probably in the next 3 to 5 years. That doesn't include the casino or Park Marina, and those are both potentially coming up.
Park Marina is huge because I think when's the contract run out with Park Marina?
In 2020.
In 2020, so next year. So have there been any plans made for that? Who's going to be taking
that? I know that they are. I know that they are planning.
Is it Kutros family, or are they going to sell that, or are they going to bring in investors?
I think they're looking at working with investors
and then building our riverfront down there, so we have more than one restaurant. And,
yep.
Yeah.
And that's the goal, is to do a big development down there on Park Marina.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what materializes, but obviously the internet thing coming online. There's so much positive, and we just need to really keep focused on the public safety front. We really need to focus on the homeless issue. We'll see what happens with Measure A in March, whether or not the people pass the tax. But I have to look beyond that as the mayor. And what are we, what position are we going to be in if the tax doesn't pass? And frankly, that's what I'm anticipating. And so that what measures
if it doesn't pass?
Correct. That's what I have to.
You have to always plan for the worst.
Right.
Right.
That's what I have to work with, and we really need to keep pushing. And our police department's gotten more aggressive since I got on the council. We started the sweeps, and maybe we need to push a little bit harder. So we'll see what happens here after March. Definitely very, very focused on that, and want to see the city get cleaned up.
Okay. Adam McElvain, new mayor of Reading, who announced his reelection. He's starting his campaign, and you're right. People do need to know about the, that you're going to run, and that it's going to be interesting to see who else throws their hat in the ring.
It's interesting. Some people think it's pretty early, but the last time I ran, I announced even a month earlier than I did this time.
Well, and here's the thing, my friends. If you don't like what's going on, then you find a candidate that's going to reflect your values. And and the other thing is that the people that we elect to the council are our neighbors. They're not out there, and I don't care who it is. They're not out there to screw us over. But they listen too. I have never had a time that I haven't called a city council member that I haven't gotten a return phone call. Could be because of the radio station, but I think you're like that with everybody.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I want to be as transparent as possible. Okay. And engage the community as much as possible.
Hey, thanks a lot for being with us, Adam. Hey, tomorrow the Economic Development Corporation is going to be with us, and they're bringing in some people from Belarus that are here looking at maybe investing in our city. Everybody have a great day, and remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This world from dragging me down, gonna stand.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.